Hey, bonjour, my beautiful friend. You are on RMR with Erica for a 20-minute meditation, and that is the last one of the 21 day of self-compassion. And the theme of today is I am love. If any of you has done the Course of Miracles, you will know that after 63 days, 4 days of practicing, you come to the greatest revelation. The whole purpose of the Course is for you to realize that you are love and nothing else. At the core, you are just love. So today our meditation is about that. It's about you coming home to your essence, to your true nature. So I invite you to sit yourself in a very comfortable place. Feet on the ground, connecting with the healing, nourishing energy of the earth. You may wish to breathe for a few breaths. Imagining that you're breathing from the sole of your feet to the top of your head and breathing out from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. And imagine that you're breathing in love, filling your body, fueling with body with this healing love that rises from the earth. Smile on your face, the tip of your tongue, on the roof of your mouth. Declaring your presence, declaring your joy to be in the heart of this human journey. To be you like no one else, yet connected to everybody else. We are one body of humanity. In each body, every body is a cell of it, a little part of it all, connected by our heartbeams on the great web of life. In the love, my beautiful friend, and let it spread out. Coming back to your feet, you can feel how warm and wide open they are to the earth, all the benevolent energy of the earth. To the palm of your hands and all the benevolent energy of the heavens and the sky, of Source. Feel like you are always connected to life by the thread of your breath, the thread of your heartbeats, the thread of your light. Deeply connecting to this part of you that is untouchable, that part of you that knows no stories, that pure part of you that never dies, is made of unconditional love, of pure light. It's in the heart of your heart, like a blue flame at the heart of a candle. Imagine you breathing in from your hands into your heart, fueling your light with gentleness and passion. with reverence. Let your breath take you home, home to your beautiful essence. Breathing it in, breathing it out. You are love, my beautiful friend. You are light in essence. Breathing in and breathing out, fueling the divine light of yours. Completely relax, completely sink in your seat. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, but just connect to your light. I've been trying to think of another word than love. If I could put together a word that we had never heard of, one that wasn't thrown around too lightly and could really describe your essence in all its beauty and purity. That part of you that you brought with you, that pure part of you when you took your first breath, and that part of you you'll take with you when you take your last. May feel, I invite you to come home to your beautiful speck of source. It can be probably measured into oceans. All encompassing love, swallowing up all the limitations, the obstacles, the limiting beliefs and stories, blasting them back into dust, so you can rest in your pure shine, in your purest form. Softly, gently, kindly, lovingly, breathing in, breathing out. A hand on your heart, a hand on your belly, giving thanks for this life, this miracle that you are, this incredible manifestation of life. And connecting to the heart of your beauty. Beauty is another word I wish I could reinvent. Feeling you could conjure, just breathe it in, breathing it out, my beautiful friend. I am love, I am light. Just keep tending your beautiful self. An illusion of the call, your roar, cell, the heart of every cell of yours, just take a moment to bow to the love that is there everywhere within. Fueling that light with every breath you take in, sipping in with reverence and care. Nothing to worry about. Connecting to your light, connecting to your light. With every breath that dances in and out. The infinity underneath your feet, the infinity above your head, and the infinity under your skin. Connecting, expanding that pure feeling of yours, letting it ripple to every single particle, then out into the world through all your heart beams, radiating love, radiating your light, your soul. Your beauty, with every heartbeat, with every breath. My beautiful friend, beautiful beyond words, lovable beyond words. Your belly is nice and soft, your chest is wide open, your shoulders are relaxed, your throat is relaxed, your tongue is relaxed, your beautiful face. And just breathing in and breathing out from every pore of your skin, breathing in love, breathing out love, nothing else to do. Nowhere else to go. Coming home to your light. Every breath of the way. Completely relaxed, sinking to the floor, your heart is wide open, yourself a big wide smile, take a big delicious breath with every pore of your skin, embracing your essence, in every breath that you take. We have Zenda Dog with us today. A big love on four legs. Maybe that's why we love our pets so much. They remind us of the unconditional love that we are. Foster, the way of rest, the courage to find, to hold on, finding the courage to hold everything in love. And this one is called I Am Love, of course. You never fall in love with another person. The other person is only a catalyst and a messenger. You fall in love with life itself and the staggering possibilities. You sink more deeply into your own sweet presence, the unchanging vastness at the core of your being, and you credit another person, or you blame them for when you disconnect. But it's all you, and all for you, and for your healing, and theirs too, and the salvation of this world. It's a rediscovery of who you truly are, beyond the mask, beyond the carefully constructed facades, the infinitely creative defenses designed for only one reason, to win you love or prevent you from losing it. As if love were ever something you could win or lose. And so you simply fall in love into your nature, your heart, which is their heart, for there is no separation in the vastness, no double vastness, but only one. There is no need to leave yourself to know what you are looking for. You are the one, never a seeker of love, but its source and destination and reason, and you can move and have your being in the world as that, and you can shine like the sun, and sometimes others will shine with you, or they will not shine. They will seek your shining or fear it, yet you will keep shining anyway, for you are in love with the shining itself. To know love is to know that love can never be found, for it shines in the looking, the finding, the losing, in the strength of the shining, even in the stillness of the night. As Freud realized, you cannot love what you desire, and you cannot desire what you love, for love is always closer, more intimate, at less of a distance. Than desire, unable to objectify itself or be objectified. The sun has given her light freely for billions of years, delighting in the life she brings to all beings. A joyful warrior of love, she is in relationship, first and foremost, with her own shining. My beautiful friend, may you be in love with your own shining and love the journey of life in all its shades, shapes and colors, every step of the way, every breath of the way, again and again, and come home to your beautiful self, to your beautiful source, and the beautiful knowing that you are love at the core of it all. Namaste. Stay there with your beautiful self and enjoy the space of your heart. Or open your eyes and get on with the next step of your life. You know better than me what needs to be done. But I thank you infinitely for all the time you spend breathing with me. And may you live a journey of self-compassion every day, deeper, deeper, higher and higher. Namaste. So much love. If you have enjoyed your meditation, you can listen to it again at your leisure on the podcast page of the Radio Margaret River website. Namaste.